This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hi, this IELTS Speaking Part 3 episode came out as part of our premium subscription. If you'd like to access more of these premium episodes and support us further, please consider becoming one of our premium subscribers. They are the ones who make our free podcast possible. Thank you.
Hello, dear premium listener, and welcome into Speaking Part 3 about old people. Rory, can I actually say old people?
I wouldn't say old people. I would say older people.
Older people, right? Or I can say the elderly, yeah?
Or we could just, it's a minefield because you don't want to upset people about their age. Some people are very sensitive about this.
Yeah, but like, what should you say? What do people say not to upset other people? Older people.
I think they just say older people or elderly people.
Elderly. There you go. Elderly people, dear listener. Okay, be politically correct and nice. What things can young people learn from older people?
Well, generally, they tend to know more about how to do practical things for themselves because they grew up without as much tech as we have now. So younger people could learn how to cook or clean or do the washing without relying on machines.
How do people have a conversation with an elderly person?
What a question. Probably in the same way they can with just about everybody else, to be honest, assuming the older person isn't deaf or something like that. You just sit and navigate the topics together and create interest and balance the chat. It's not hard.
Why might older people be better at working than young people?
I think that will largely depend on the type of work we're on about here. But older people might have better attention spans than younger people since they're in decline in younger people. That might make them better at counseling and therapy. They also have more life experience to draw on, but it's got to be the right sort in order for it to be useful in this way.
What are the advantages of having people of different ages living in the same house?
Well, every generation has its strong suit, doesn't it? Older people have wisdom, younger people can more readily grasp new ideas and technologies coming down the pipeline and enable older people. And there can be a consistency of tradition smoothly passing and evolving from one generation to the next if they're in close proximity.
In your country, how do young people interact with the elderly?
Oh, not a great deal outside of their grandparents, to be honest. Some people have an elderly neighbour or relative they might get on well with, but overall it's just isolated encounters. Communities are a lot more fragmented than they used to be, which makes things like that more difficult.
Has old people's life quality improved compared to the past?
Oh, categorically not. They're living longer, but there's an epidemic of loneliness as they get shut away in homes and increasing cases of dementia and other related illnesses. And just a general lack of care, really. It's absolutely pathetic, but not at all surprising.
In what situations do old people share the same interests as young people?
Oh, God. Well, wherever there's a common interest, they might enjoy the same hobbies or live in similar places with the same amenities. And of course, they share a culture, even if it's constantly evolving. I suppose they might also share similar levels of low empowerment, because power is concentrated in the hands of the wealthier and more able-bodied. So the rights of younger people who have less money and older people who are less physically able need to be protected too, just for different reasons.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
So young people or younger people and older people, they listen, yeah?
Have we talked about younger and older people before?
I think so, yeah, because like these are typical IELTS questions, okay, about the old and the young. So, yeah. Older people tend to know more about certain things, okay, about practical things. They grew up without as much technology, without as much tech as we have now, okay? And if we think about like what we had 10 years ago, ooh la la, dear listener, yeah? We didn't have that much technology.
We really didn't. Like, it's weird how things have progressed. I'm wearing wireless earbuds talking into an easily accessible microphone. That's weird.
I know. Crazy, huh? So it's pretty much all about technology, yeah? So younger people can learn practical things from older people, like cooking, cleaning, doing the washing, like fixing things. So things that have to be done without machines, without ChatGPT. And then a very stupid question.
How do I have a conversation with an old person?
And then Rory laughed. It's okay to laugh in the speaking test. Okay, dear listener? Yeah, not at the examiner. No, you don't laugh at them. No, you just laugh because kind of it's funny. And then you can say like, oh, what a question. Wow, what a question. What a strange question. Yeah, so this is like a natural reaction. That's absolutely fine to do.
But some of the questions are weird.
Yeah, yeah. And then you can say like, probably in the same way they can have a conversation with just about anybody. So just about anybody, like everybody. Deaf is an adjective meaning a person can't hear anything. So an older person could be deaf. They can't hear you. You just sit and navigate the topics together. So navigate, you kind of what, control the topics.
Well, you don't control them, but you cover the topics. You talk about them.
Yeah, cover them. And you create interest and you balance the chat. Kind of you ask questions, you answer questions. That's just like a normal conversation. About work, you can start. That is largely depend on the type of work. Okay? So it largely depends on the type of work. And then like our older people might have better attention spans, so they can focus for longer periods of time. Young people, like teenagers, for example, well, they usually cannot. And older people might be better at counseling and therapy. Does counseling mean talk during the therapy or just when two friends are talking?
Oh, it can mean either. Sometimes counselor is like a professional, position, but other times it's a personal thing between two people who know each other.
Older people have more life experience to draw on. Okay, so this is a nice verb. So older people can draw on their life experience. And in some professions, it's important.
I can't think which no, but it could be. I don't know enough about older people in the workplace.
Oh, maybe like a journalist, I don't know, journalists or again, therapists, doctors, like surgeons, for example. You don't want like a young surgeon.
Why not?
Okay, I have like 1 year experience. Hey. No, you know, I wouldn't go to such a person.
You might not get the chance or the choice even to choose that sort of decision. I think that would be very difficult.
No, but come on, dear listener, you would agree. Like, if kind of you can choose, you would choose like a doctor who has some experience to draw on, like 10 years, 26 years, okay, 30 years, rather than, okay, half a year. Hey! Give me your teeth.
I don't know, as long as it's good experience. Well, this is it, you see. People talk about getting experienced teachers, but do they want a teacher that's got 20 years experience doing the same thing or 20 years experience doing a variety of things?
Yeah, not too much, not too much. We can have people of different ages in the same house. So any advantages? Here we can talk about generation, so a different generation. And Rory told us every generation has its strong suit.
Strong suit, yeah, something they're good at.
Yeah, like older people are good at practical things, they have their life experience to draw on. Younger people are usually good with technology, with like the latest gadgets. You see, so each generation has its strong suit.
What's your strong suit?
Oh, I have no idea.
Teaching. Say teaching. Oh my God, say teaching.
No, I don't think so. Charisma.
Is that not part of being a good teacher?
Well, it's just part of being a lovely person.
Okay, that's good enough for me.
Older people have wisdom, so they are wise. Okay. They have a good grasp of something. Like, not they, like young people know about technology, so they have a good grasp of technology.
That just means their understanding of it is very good, though, how to use it.
Yeah, or you can use it as a verb. So young people grasp technologies, so they understand. Coming down the pipeline, what is this?
Coming down the pipeline is just in the future.
Yeah, so if something comes down the pipeline, it will appear in the future. And if people are in close proximity, they are close together. They live close together in one neighborhood, for example. So it's nice to have relatives in close proximity. Or people live in close proximity.
But that just means living in the same space as well. Close together, close proximity.
Interact or communicate.
Is it a choice you're giving me?
No, it's just like synonyms. Interact, communicate, older people or the elderly. And we talk about like grandparents, grandmothers, like an elderly neighbor or an elderly relative you can have. So people might get on well with an elderly neighbor, have good relationship with, get on well with the listener, okay? There are some communities.
However, they're a lot more fragmented, that means separated, than they used to be. So they don't work together as often as they used to.
Older people's life quality has improved compared to the past, you can say. Again, present perfect, dear listener. So their life has improved. Rory said that not. I think that yes. But also there is loneliness. So there is an epidemic of loneliness, and older people can suffer from loneliness. They get shut away in homes, in special homes for our old people. So the elderly could get shut away in special homes. Yeah.
And it would be good if that did not happen.
And we have a lot of cases of dementia. How do you pronounce this?
Dementia.
Dementia. Yeah, this illness.
Yeah, and related illnesses.
And like a general lack of care. Or you can say that their life quality has improved due to technology, smartphones. Yeah, like everybody is in touch these days. We can compare older people's interests. Like they have the same interests as young people. Their interests are common, or they have a lot of things in common, or they don't have many things in common. Also, speak about technology here. Yeah? They might enjoy the same hobbies. They might live in similar places with the same amenities. Amenities or facilities, like the same restaurants, the same gyms, yoga centers, cafes, restaurants. They share a culture. They share a similar culture. And they might share similar levels of low empowerment.
Well, it's just empowerment is the ability to do things and make choices about your life. And I don't think old people have that as much as people in like in their mid-50s, for example. In the same way, children don't have as many rights as people who are older than them.
Sweet. Okay, dear listener, thank you very much for listening. Stay with us, and we'll get back to you in our new episode, okay?
Another empowering episode. Bye!
What things can young people learn from older people?
Well, generally, they tend to know more about how to do practical things for themselves because they grew up without as much tech as we have now. So younger people could learn how to cook or clean or do the washing without relying on machines.
How do people have a conversation with an elderly person?
What a question. Probably in the same way they can with just about everybody else, to be honest, assuming the older person isn't deaf or something like that. You just sit and navigate the topics together and create interest and balance the chat. It's not hard.
Why might older people be better at working than young people?
I think that will largely depend on the type of work we're on about here. But older people might have better attention spans than younger people, since they're in decline in younger people. That might make them better at counselling and therapy. They also have more life experience to draw on, but it's got to be the right sort in order for it to be useful in this way.
What are the advantages of having people of different ages living in the same house?
Well, every generation has its strong suit, doesn't it? Older people have wisdom. Younger people can more readily grasp new ideas and technologies coming down the pipeline and enable older people. And there can be a consistency of tradition smoothly passing and evolving from one generation to the next if they're in close proximity.
In your country, how do young people interact with the elderly?
Oh, not a great deal outside of their grandparents, to be honest. Some people have an elderly neighbour or relative they might get on well with, but overall it's just isolated encounters. Communities are a lot more fragmented than they used to be, which makes things like that more difficult.
Has old people's life quality improved compared to the past?
Oh, categorically not. They're living longer, but there's an epidemic of loneliness as they get shut away in homes and increasing cases of dementia and other related illnesses. And just the general lack of care, really. It's absolutely pathetic, but not at all surprising.
In what situations do old people share the same interests as young people?
Oh, God. Well, wherever there's a common interest, they might enjoy the same hobbies or live in similar places with the same amenities. And of course, they share a culture, even if it's constantly evolving. I suppose they might also share similar levels of low empowerment, because power is concentrated in the hands of the wealthier and more able-bodied. So the rights of younger people who have less money and older people who are less physically able need to be protected too, just for different reasons.